Joined on the line by the National PRO of Santaco, the Taxi Association Santaco, Mandla Manus joins us on the line. Now, Mandla, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The impact of the increase on the fuel levy on the taxi industry. Speak to us about it.
It's going to hit us. It will affect our bottom line because now, obviously, our drivers will be paying more at the pumps than they should be. But we do not foresee that this increase will be passed on to our customers. Well, it's not a big increase. It's only 60 cents per liter. And we believe we'll be able to absorb it as the minibus taxi industry without increasing our fares. And we would just hope that going forward, we are not surprised in 2 months' time when there's another fuel increase again due to rand dollar exchange or the price of oil overseas. But if that happens, then we would have to relook at our fares. But for now, we believe we'll be able to absorb this increase without passing it on to our customers.
The reliance on the taxi industry more broadly in South Africa, arguably the largest or the most South Africans make use of taxis to transport themselves to and from wherever it is that they need to go across the country. That being said, how does the impact of the affordability, you've touched on obviously the operators absorbing that particular increase, but how does the impact on the broader affordability of sort of working class citizens across the country?
What this does, actually, it forces us with the minibus taxi industry now to subsidize our customers in a way, because whilst we are able to absorb some increases where we don't pass them on to our consumers, it means we are taking away from our bottom line, and then it means it affects our ability to be able to pay for these vehicles that we buy, which are financed by the banking institutions. And as a result of the affordability, sometimes some our operators end up losing their vehicles because and then it becomes not profitable to continue operating when the money you make is not enough to meet your monthly installment. But the challenge that we are facing, because the industry is not subsidized, while sometimes we want to increase our fares, we always have to be mindful and ensure that we remain affordable and competitive with modes that are subsidized by government. Even though we carry the bulk of our commuting public who use public transport, we nationally we carry more than 60% of the people who use public transport. But because we remain unsubsidized, it means it costs us more to provide this service. And it's not easy for us to always pass on the cost to the commuters, because eventually they might not afford to use our taxis, and then we'll have to rely on buses and trains, which are not accessible sometimes, and sometimes not safe, or sometimes, especially the train, not reliable.
Yeah. In a broader sense, have you had any engagement with government around the issue of the regulation and the calculation of the fuel cost? We just had a conversation, of course, with the Automobile Association, and they've been highlighting that particular issue and been engaging with government. And the update that we've got from them just a few minutes ago was that they've not had any progress as it relates to the calculation of the fuel price with government. Have you guys had any engagements with government in that regard?
No, not at all. The engagements that we are having with government are in relation to how the subsidy regime can be relooked at, so that we also get to benefit from the subsidies as public transport providers. So those are the kinds of engagements we are having with government, but not in relation to how the fuel costs are structured. No.
Out of interest, Mandla, you speak about engagements with government around subsidizing the taxi industry. What would that look like in your view and from your perspective?
There are various ways in which this could be done, because we could look at, because if we were to lower the cost of acquiring these vehicles, then that could be a form of subsidy for the minibus taxi industry. And that could be done in two ways. One, if government could look at zero rating the purchase of public transport vehicles so that we don't pay VAT, that would save us around 70,000 when you buy a new vehicle. And if you save 70,000, then it means you will pay a lower interest and a lower installment, which will boost the affordability. And then the other option is to use the taxi recapitalization program, which subsidizes, but it's a once-off amount where you scrap an old vehicle to purchase a new one. And we are saying if that could be the date that you scrap, if that could be amended, because currently the only vehicle that you can scrap is a vehicle that was manufactured in 2006. So we are saying if you bought a vehicle in 2007, by now that vehicle should be scrapped. So the rolling date must be implemented so that maybe if you are saying every 10 years you are able to scrap your 10-year-old vehicle and acquire a new one and use the scrapping allowance to subsidize the cost of the new vehicle, I think that would go a long way towards ensuring that we remain sustainable and we are also able to maintain a new fleet on our roads.
Manlaid Manus, the spokesperson of the South African National Taxi Council. So thank you so much for your time this morning.